Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to tell you how to write a dedication. When you have finally completed the grueling yet wonderful process of writing a book, short story, or dissertation, you are faced with the difficult decision of dedicating the source of all your hard work to someone special. Here are some helpful tips to ease your anxiety and assist you in writing a dedication page. Picking a person. The most difficult part of writing that piece of front matter is choosing the person who you would like to dedicate your work to. Some writers find this to be the most difficult part of the whole process. Think about the process you went through and who helped you get through it. This could include a variety of people, including a parent, sibling, or other family member, a spouse or partner, a friend, a supervisor, a colleague, or even a pet. This is a very personal choice and there is no wrong decision. Naming names. After you've decided who to write your dedication for, you must decide how you are going to identify them. This is based on your personal reference and what is appropriate, according to your relationship with that person. The identification could vary from formal to informal. On the formal end of the spectrum, your dedication would be addressed to Dr. So and So Mr. X, or even mother and father. In between formal and informal, there are options like mom, dad, my sister, my friend, a person's first and last name, no title, etc. On the informal side, you could use a first name or a nickname of someone you know. Reason for the dedication. The next component in writing your dedication is explaining why you chose this person. Many authors provide a reason for their dedication selections. As with the whole dedication process, this is an extremely personal and subjective decision. The dedication could simply be for my mom. Others may choose to explain their decision. For my mom, without her, I would not be here. You may want to write a funny anecdote about the person, an experience you shared, or even a private joke shared only by the two of you. As seen in our example dedication page, there are many types of dedications, each with its own style. Your reason is completely dependent on your personality and your relationship with the person to whom you are dedicating your work. Addressing the dedication. There are many ways you can address your dedication. You could write, "I dedicate this book to," "This book is dedicated to," or simply just start writing your dedication without any formal address. This should be its own page so everyone will get the hint that it's a dedication page, even if there is no formal address. Take into consideration the person you have chosen to dedicate your work to, your personality, and the formality of your relationship, and the address will follow suit. Alternative dedications. It has been extremely popular over the year to write a dedication page using alternative formats. Authors have used poems or funny anecdotes to express their gratitude. In the past, many dedications were often written as a formal letter. The most important things to remember when writing a dedication are to keep it simple, concise, and ensure it truly reflects your personality and your relationship with the person the dedication is for. Remember to get your final dedication edited by one of our manuscript editors. You don't want to overlook calling your spouse the pettiest person in the world when you really meant the prettiest person in the world. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.